I'm Ruth Kramer with Vision Network News. Flooding in Thailand continues as the nation braces for even more. More than 760,000 people are affected. The disaster has directly impacted Vision Beyond Borders camps for Burmese refugees. Wes Flint says in the midst of the chaos, the refugees continue to flee war. A ministry worker's brother was just kidnapped by the Burmese soldiers. As the issues pile up, Vision Beyond Borders is doing all they can to assuage the drama with resources and with Christ Hope.
What we try to do is to help our contacts there by providing extra food, extra clothing, also security so that they know that someone cares about them.
Next, an update on last week's earthquake in Sikkim, India. A Gospel for Asia-supported missionary's wife died in that quake. The 6.9 magnitude quake hit while Pastor Tamag and his wife, Nirmala, were eating dinner with church members and two Bridge of Hope workers in their home. As the building started shaking, they tried to escape, but Nirmala was crushed by falling walls. The others sustained major injuries and are hospitalized. Tamag's church and others were also destroyed in that disaster. At least 56 people lost their lives. And the Democratic Republic of Congo is one of the most severely impoverished nations in the world. Every Child Ministries has been in the country for years, though, working to reverse the poor, warring trends in Congo with the hope of Christ.
They need to be changed thoroughly, not to be just nominally Christian with a little smattering of Bible knowledge, which has too often been the case in Africa, but to have a real deep commitment to the Lord.
Church leaders make the most of every opportunity, and as a result, growth happens. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.